With her face partly in shadow, Mary looks at us with a purposeful expression. She is sitting straight, giving us a direct look, and tilting her head slightly. Through this specific use of light and the coordinated pose of the sitter, the viewer is directed to the focal point of the painting, her centrally placed, quite large, round, and all-knowing eye. Mary's arching eyebrow accentuates her countenance. The artist, Eula B. Dix, was known to successfully portray the personality of her sitters. This portrait of her mother was probably painted while visiting her at the family home in Grand Rapids, Michigan. By then, her relationship with her mother, which previously had been very supportive, was deteriorating.
Mother this morning declared me crazy and proceeded to scold. It came about through probably some misdemeanor of mine. Even though I longed to reply to the scolding, I did not.
Eula B., christened Eula B. Dix, was embarking on a successful career as a miniature portrait painter. At age 20, she had made independent inroads into New York society and could easily charge $400 per portrait, until an ill-advised marriage and the Wall Street crash in 1929 derailed her ambitions. Her traditional chosen media, watercolor on ivory, requires a particular temperament and specialized training. The thinly cut, expensive ivory is transparent, so has a very translucent quality, ideal for rendering luminous skin tones and iridescent silks. Painting directly on the slippery surface with a small sable brush requires a steady hand and unflinching nerve. Each piece is extremely fragile. Watercolor does not dry with a fixed permanence. When completed, most paintings are displayed inside a protective case. Mary married in 1877, so is probably around 44 years old in this painting. She could cut portrait silhouettes from letter paper by hand, using tiny scissors, a skill Eula B. also acquired. Her black ribbon choker suggests she is a woman concerned with taste and fashion, another attribute she had in common with her artist daughter, who once said,
"I make lots of things, and they usually turn out beautiful."
Connection to Nebraska. In 1888, Eula B.'s father, Horace, moved the family to Beatrice, Nebraska. He intended to make a living by selling agricultural equipment. In 1893, when she was 15, Eula B. studied art at the St. Louis School of Fine Arts, returning briefly to Beatrice in 1895. Shortly after, the Dix family relocated to Grand Rapids, Michigan.